insult that followed it, but yes, I'm working on my forearms. I have baby forearms. Anyway, there's lots going on, Gabriel. Lots. Shall we talk about the goddamn news?
Did you hear that Trump thinks he's God?
Yes. Yes. And I want to get to talking about this because it's fucking infuriating. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine if Obama had said something like that, man?
Yeah, I feel really bad for the Jewish community. I know some people down there on Earth who are Jewish.
Yeah, like where to even begin with this?
Like Trump.
Where to even begin? Yesterday, the president alleged. How do you even refer to this motherfucker without your head exploding?
I like to put president in air quotes
right,
because, like
right.
you,
I
have a hard
time believing
it. I would
be doing air quotes
it.
Right now, but again, my arms are dead, bro.
Soup's tired.
So, anyway, yesterday alone, this motherfucker called himself, well, he didn't call himself, he retweeted some asshat who described Trump as being the king of Israel and the second coming of God. Mm-hmm. And I personally feel like, since he doesn't have that disclaimer on his Twitter bio saying retweets are not endorsements, that this was an endorsement. Like,
yeah,
it's basically him saying that he's the second coming of Christ, right? Because Christ is God. And
right.
It doesn't have quite the zing, second coming of God, as if he said the second coming of Christ. But let's be real here. This is what he said. Okay. And then, like, a few hours later, he was talking to a reporter on that White House lawn, and he looked to the sky and said, I am the chosen one. And when he said that, I was on the toilet at the time, and I crapped myself.
Yeah. Well, good thing you were on the toilet.
Good thing I was. No,
then.
Wait. Did I say I was in the toilet? No. I was walking around heaven, and I crapped myself.
You wish you were on
I
the toilet.
I wished I was on the
toilet. Really
what I meant to say was, anyway, the point of this story is, holy shit, it's fucking infuriating. This guy says that he's the chosen one. Like, can we go down the list of crazy-ass fucking dictators and cult leaders throughout history that have said shit like that?
Is there any chance he was trolling the left? Because sometimes
that's
it seems
always
like he
the
just
excuse.
Wants... Yeah, I know. But really, I mean, if he
Gabriel,
if he truly believes he's the chosen one, something is very wrong. I see you giving me some concern. Some concerned eyes.
Can
but...
we start? Let me. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you can see my facial expressions now because it's important. Like, can we just for like a day stop giving this evil motherfucker the benefit of the doubt?
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
Why does he deserve it? He's been given so much benefit of the doubt. It's time for it to end. I mean, like. How much benefit of the doubt does a motherfucker get? Is it just like endless benefit?
Yeah. I wonder if the right, they've been waiting for Jesus's return. Is it possible that they see, that they believe, well, we've been waiting a while, so this is it. This is the guy.
Some of them. Some of them are that crazy. Most of them know that it's wrong. They know that supporting him is wrong. But they keep doing it, like, because they're in a cult. That's what it is to be in a cult, okay? You know it's wrong, but you're, like, brainwashed and hypnotized and asleep and going along with it. And
they don't want to admit you're wrong.
No, they don't want to admit they're wrong because it's too humiliating. But they know that it's wrong. Like, this guy just called himself the Chosen One. That's crazy.
I love how grand he was about it, looking up into the air. And, wow.
I'm the chosen one.
When I saw people starting to tweet about that yesterday, I thought they were just referencing Harry Potter. But
referencing. God, I'm ancient. I thought they were referencing that Eddie Murphy movie, The Chosen One. Remember that?
Did it recently come to Netflix? Why is everybody talking about it?
No.
It was just Donald.
Can you just imagine if Obama had called himself the Chosen One?
And that, I believe, is the best way to put every Trump moment into perspective, because you're right. if Obama did this or any of the other batshit crazy things Trump has done, just even taking recent events, you would not believe it.
Yeah.
Because Obama had his shit together.
I just read a great tweet from the former Captain America, Chris Evans. And he
former, so sad.
Yeah, well, he passed the torch now. It's not sad.
Right.
What, you know what? He had his happy
ending.
Well,
we miss him.
Captain America finally got to have, you know, a solid 40 to 50 years of sex. And we're all happy about it. He passed the torch. Anyway, the point is, he made a good tweet. He was like, if Obama had done this, you know, everyone at Fox News would look like they had just seen the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
By which, which I like the subtle, you know, their faces melted.
Fox would have had rolling 24-hour breaking news coverage of Obama calling himself God.
They spent like a month on Obama wearing a tan suit.
Yeah.
Because he,
so disrespectful.
Because he gave them nothing, you know.
Right.
They had no scandals, nothing.
And they continue to complain about Obama and Hillary because they have nothing to talk about with Trump because he's not doing shit.
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Please, no. Come on, Gabriel. I've said it before. You're in heaven. You can curse as much as you fucking want, okay?
True. You've earned the right.
You're an angel, okay? Like, if you can't
curse,
if you can't curse, who the fuck can? If I, the Lord thy God, can't curse, who the fuck can?
If you give me your blessing, then I will. Thank you so fucking much.
Yeah. You know, this guy's calling himself the Chosen One, folks. Like, that's batshit crazy, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
who should call themselves the Chosen One? Anyone down on Earth deserve to be calling themselves the Chosen One?
No. It's just not a good look, okay? I mean, who decides who's the Chosen One? Me, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I just don't think I want to say it to anyone because their heads will just explode, you know?
Yes. Yeah, like Trump's has.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he's an egomaniac. Yes. He's also an egomaniac. But he thinks he's the Chosen One because of his undiagnosed and untreated narcissistic personality disorder. I mean, what was going to happen, right, when he gets away with treason and obstruction of justice and every other crime under the sun? Like, what happens? You know, no one does anything, right? So he thinks he's like, I'm untouchable. I'm the Chosen One.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No one can stop me. I'm Jesus Christ. I really am looking forward to the day he just goes on TV and says, I'm Jesus. Yada, yada, yada. Long story short, I'm Jesus Christ.
We're halfway there. We're halfway there.
Ooh,
he's
going to
be saying at some
there.
Point that he's done.
Oh, we're living on a prayer.
Love that song. Still love John Bon Jovi. Anyway. We're halfway there, and he's going to be saying it at some point when he takes credit for all of the quote-unquote amazing work he's done down there in America.
What amazing work? Everyone hates each other. Everybody's fucking pissed all the time. Have you driven on the roads lately?
Oh, the roads.
I've seen people. They are pissed.
Trump has talked about infrastructure, but hasn't done anything about it. I know the left does,
oh,
too.
Oh, it's always infrastructure week when he launches into some batshit crazy thing like, I'm the Chosen One.
Every week is infrastructure week.
I mean, Gabriel, this situation isn't good. So this guy thinks he's the Chosen One, and he has access to the nuclear briefcase, and no one's doing anything about it because, like...
Because if they did anything, if the right did anything, that it would be an incredible admission that they're wrong. Oh, boy. What did you eat this morning?
I had a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant, some orange juice, and a coffee.
Nice.
And it's like the only thing, you know, what gets you through when, like, the leader of the free world, all that matters is he's got control to that massive nuclear arsenal, right? But, like, mm-hmm. the person in charge of that is totally crazy. What do you do to escape reality, Gabriel?
You televise a burp.
You televise a burp. You know, I'm sorry I don't have one of those farts in me right now. But I'm not going to apologize for the cursing, but I do apologize for the burp. Because I realize some people's, you know, they might find that to be a bit gross and expect more of the Lord thy God.
Any other news bug you this week or maybe inspire you?
No, I mean, I'm just stuck on this The Chosen One thing. You know, what else is there to talk about? Well, okay. This motherfucker also, like, was gonna buy Greenland.
Yes, he was apparently chosen for that task, too. How did you feel about that?
Oh,
watching an entire
I wrote a tweet on it. It was pretty viral. You know, I don't understand what humans like or don't like, but when I do these recaps, you know, just sort of recap what's going on, they tend to respond to that. Yeah.
Like, people like summaries.
Yeah, they ignore my new commandments. They ignore my my heartfelt thoughts. But when I recap things, they appreciate that. So I said, to recap, Mexico will not be paying for Trump's wall. One. Two, Denmark will not be selling Greenland to Trump. Three, Trump is an idiot, and so are all his supporters.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good wrap up. It makes sense.
You know, yeah. Mexico, Denmark. He's always trying to get like other countries to buy things and pay for things. And
well, and unfortunately, America has had a really great relationship with Denmark. And now Trump is getting into a fight for no reason.
Yeah.
He said the report leaks that he wants to buy Greenland. Trump and his administration confirms they've considered it. Then the president, the prime minister of Denmark.
She played his ass.
Right. She says we're not. And the interior secretary or somebody related within Greenland said we're not for sale. And then Trump gets all pissy that they're not for sale and says, you know what? I'm canceling my visit.
I cancel my trip. If you won't sell me Greenland, I cancel my trip.
What the fuck? Has he canceled his trip to North Korea or any trips to London or anywhere else in the world because
again,
they weren't for sale?
This is all just, is it a distraction? Is it because he's crazy? Who the fuck cares, man?
It's because he's crazy.
He's fucking crazy. I think that's the simplest answer. Is he playing 4D chess?
And I wonder.
He just said he's the chosen one. Holy
he's
shit.
The chosen one to buy Greenland.
Holy shit. Just, he said he's the chosen one and the second coming of God. And the King of Israel, while simultaneously calling any Jew that disagrees with him disloyal, which was, I believe, something the Nazis did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he has the nerve to call anyone anti-Semitic.
Right.
It just.
Oh, and by the way, he's not anti-Semitic.
Right. Racist. No, he's down with white supremacists. He's the spiritual leader of a white supremacist movement. But he's not anti-Semitic because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He literally said that, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's what he does.
That's how it is in your head. That's what he said to someone. Someone asked, a reporter asked him, I just saw this today. They said, how was that not anti-Semitic? Isn't that anti-Semitic what you said when you said that the Jews that don't agree with you are disloyal? And he said, No. That's not what I said. It's all in your head. Like,
man, what a wild man.
Okay, he's crazy. What is it going to take for the evangelicals and the Republicans to realize that he's crazy and, you know, back away? And I've thought about this a lot because, excuse me, another one coming.
Oh. Ooh. That one was a deep one.
Thanks. I also ate at Shake Shack again last night, Gabriel. Ooh. You know how much God loves Shake Shack.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, Shake Shack, and you want to sponsor the God Show, by all means. I mean,
they should.
We don't have any sponsors because something about this show being blasphemous. Mm. Can you believe that?
Well, when we were talking about Shake Shack last time, McDonald's offered to come for offered to advertise, but we said McDonald's, no way. We only want the best.
Wait, what? That happened? I didn't see that email.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I keep you out of things because I just want McDonald's. I didn't want to offend you by sharing some communication from McDonald's.
We'll talk later, Gabriel. We don't have any sponsors, Gabriel. Any, really. No one, you know, I fielded a couple offers at one point, like Trojan condoms. I thought that would have been a good one because, you know, at one point I said be fruitful and multiply. And they've multiplied too much.
Yeah, they need to slow it down a little bit.
They need to slow it down. You know, Trump wouldn't exist if his father had worn a condom.
At least until climate change gets worked out. Do you really want to bring more people onto this earth right now, knowing the trajectory that you are on?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And there's just, like, so many idiots. Mm-hmm. So maybe they should work on, like, schools. Figure your own shit out before you keep filling this planet up with more bloody kids you can't afford to bloody well feed or teach or take care of or give health care.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Before
I was contributing to climate change with my burp, what was I saying? We were talking about Trump and Greenland and, again, the Chosen One. Can we get back to this Chosen One thing again?
Yeah. I mean, that really steps into your territory, so I can see why you're so frustrated by it.
I mean, he's not the Chosen One. The President of the United States comparing himself to the Second Coming of Christ and the King of Israel. The King of Israel. What the fuck? What is it going to take for someone to stand up and say, that guy's fucking crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Like
I said, people, they just don't want to admit they're wrong at this point.
Like, he's just trolling the left by saying that he's Jesus.
Has McConnell sent any prayers up our way, secret prayers that he would never admit to down on Earth, but maybe to us just to say, like, hey, get this guy out in 2020,
no.
Please. No?
No.
So he really wants
McConnell,
Trump to
if he
hang
sent
around.
Any prayers, it was to the other guy.
Mm.
He doesn't, no. I don't listen to him. I don't talk to him. He doesn't talk to me.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, well, is it? Are you surprised? Are you shocked?
Well, I'm just a little hopeful. I was hoping that maybe he doesn't like Trump deep down and will only admit it to you privately.
Oh, Gabriel, you have such a sweetheart.
Well,
you know, you really...
I'm an optimist.
Yeah, you hold out hope for people when there's...
Yeah.
Beyond all reason, really. I mean, you're giving Trump benefit of the doubt. You're thinking McConnell's, you know, actually praying for things.
I'm just trying to give you the alternate perspective, God, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
No, I've seen the alternate perspective. Don't get me wrong. It's almost all I get is the alternate perspective. And I just think, you know, it's time for the truth to have its day.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's a little, I'm tired of... Oh, but he was joking when he said send them back to their own countries. And he was joking when he compared himself to Christ. And he was just joking when he said he wanted to round up all the migrants and put them in torture camps. And he was just joking when he said that they're going to stay there indefinitely. Oh, yeah, that's another thing that happened yesterday. Amidst all of this I'm the Chosen One business, which, for the record... He fucking isn't. Amidst all of this, they also announced that migrant children will be staying in the detainment camps indefinitely. Oh,
yeah.
And they won't be vaccinating them ahead of flu season. And they are very prone in those conditions to catching things like the flu.
Yeah.
So why? But why? Why? Because the cruelty is the point. Anyway.
Because he wants to scare people away from coming into the country. That's what he tries to say. But he seems to constantly forget the reason that they want to come here to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, is that they're between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
You know? Whatever happened to a welcoming the stranger? That's what that's what Jesus wants.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, are you depressed yet, folks?
So do you expect Trump is going to continue calling himself the chosen one now? I guess he didn't get much backlash on the right, so.
None. Zero. Zero backlash.
Yeah.
Zero backlash from evangelicals, of course. Zero backlash from people that aren't evangelicals. Like that's the thing. Is like, we understand the evangelicals are with him. But what about everybody else? What about, like, the churches that whose entire congregations don't support this? They're too cowardly to come out and condemn it, too. Because they know that they'll lose some percentage of money in donations. Or, you know, they're afraid those people will leave and join the evangelical church. I don't know. But the cowardice in pursuit of keeping money is fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
None of these people have any moral authority of any kind or any courage or anything. It's like they love these superhero movies. You know, they love to talk about these concepts and ideals, and they think that they're a good person. But when they get a chance to take a stand in their own life, what the fuck do they do? Nothing. Right? Am I right?
No, you're right. I was just about to be positive again, but I don't think you like when I'm positive.
I find the truth to be positive.
Yeah, well. What if they take a different
stand? In a strange way, because only when you talk about the truth is any, you know, change possible to happen.
The truth will set you free.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Oh my, that's a dirty song, isn't it? And, you know, he's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. And his righteous sword and his truth is marching on. His truth is marching on. And the truth is, damn, shit's fucked up, yo.
I wonder if he's been keeping that whole chosen one thing inside him this whole time.
Right,
like ever since winning the election, you know, he just thinks to himself,
Gabriel,
am the chosen one.
I've seen this coming from the beginning, okay? Like, totally. Once he realizes that it is a cult and that he can make money off of it, this is going... I could totally see it, you know, becoming a full-out religion, like Scientology. Like, send away $150 for your starter pack for Trumpism. Or Trumpentology. What do you think he'll call it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some new hat slogan for those red hats.
Trump religion. He likes to just do that, like Trump stakes. Trump religion.
Right.
Try new Trump Christianity. It's just, it codifies.
There really is a new Trump Christianity, isn't there? Where you call yourself Christian.
It already exists. It would just be putting a name to it and then cashing in for him. Because, you know, it just, he's given them the right to be their worst selves, and it codifies all the fear and bigotry and hatred that was inside of the Old Testament, and that's the part that they liked. You see, that's the only part that they liked.
Trump Christianity.
You know it's coming, folks, and then it'll be like $300 to join, and because
and an annual membership fee of $500.
Yeah, he's going to price it
and
up.
You get a free Trump steak every year.
And a free,
pull it out of a
and a college
a
degree,
landfill.
Too, and some wine.
A college degree. A Trump University degree.
Yeah. You know, and, wow. It's 50-50 chance he gives himself the Medal of Honor today.
Oh,
that too.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. That was another batshit thing you said recently.
It's kind of nice that, you know, we're sort of past the Mueller, you know, report era of his presidency, where everybody was like, oh, he's going to come and save the day, and they're going to impeach him because there's evidence, there's rampant evidence of crimes. And, you know, that didn't work out because the Republicans in the Senate can, you know, abuse their power to block, you know, it's their job to fucking impeach someone when they're crazy, but they don't care. Mm-hmm. Because Mitch McConnell is owned by some Russian oligarch. Anyway, the point is, fuck it all. You know, let them have what they want. Let the whole shit burn to the ground. Because it's going to be funny when it happens and they're holding the bill.
Will it be funny?
It's funny to me. I'm God. I watched the whole fucking world drown. I didn't care.
Yeah, I guess we're far away from it, so we don't have to deal with.
Well, you know, when you're immortal, like, these little peddly concerns, they're entertaining, but is it like, oh, no, the economy's going to crash. Oh, no. What do I care? I don't even have money. The church keeps all the money. What little I get, you know, instantly goes into paying for these podcast
right.
features.
And this great video, yeah.
And this video, and anyway, you know... It's a lot to unpack all the time, and I understand that you're all tired out there, and you're really just looking for an escape from this horrible reality you find yourselves in, and, you know, don't worry. Someday, Trump will be gone. He's only for now. Okay?
That's all you can tell us? Just someday?
Someday, when you all, you know, decide you've had enough... And actually get in a fucking bus or a plane or a train and go down to the Capitol and protest. You know, they'll do something. You got to believe. Let's move on. Let's move on to the whole thing where, like, the economy's melting down and Trump is freaking
Ooh.
Out because that's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that's been great. He's been thinking of tax cuts. But he keeps flip-flopping, and just like with gun control, too, this week, it gives you whiplash thinking of all the things he's gone back and forth on this week. But yeah, the economy is proposing these payroll taxes to stimulate the economy, and already he's allegedly already pulled out of that, but nothing that he says can be taken seriously at this point. One moment, he can say, yeah, more background checks, and literally the next day, he can say, oh, the NRA called me. I changed my mind.
And it's been that way for years.
Do you remember when Kerry was running for president and he was labeled the flip-flopper and that was one of the things that killed him? All I remember hearing about with Kerry was flip-flopper, flip-flopper.
Also, I remember that he was a Vietnam War veteran. And,
oh, yeah.
Bush was, like, not. I guess he was in the National Guard or something. But, you know, Kerry was... actually went to the war, and then they got like other veterans to trash talk him and say no, he sucks. Swift boat veterans.
Do you foresee America heading towards a recession?
Oh yeah, of course. The Trump recession is coming, and the reason that I know that is because it was predicted on The Simpsons when President Lisa Simpson was there and she had to clean up, you know, the Trump recession. So by that logic, I guess, you know, Elizabeth Warren will be the next president because she's a lot like Lisa Simpson, right? She has a plan for that.
Right. Well, so it seems like Trump is scared of the economy actually crashing.
Right.
We've seen reports about that, too. And that is something that could potentially legitimately bring him down in the 2020 election. And he knows that. So... It'll be interesting to see what happens. Of course, we don't wish. Well, maybe we wish it on the right that these people suffer through a bad economy because they voted for Trump. But I feel bad for people who are going to suffer.
Yeah,
those who didn't vote for Trump.
There's nothing to celebrate when the economy crashes because everybody suffers, and they, you know. It's not a smart talking point to say, I hope the economy crashes because then everybody will see that he's evil. Because you know what? This is not like any other situation. Okay, he's not Bush. He is the leader of a cult. And the economy can crash. These fucking idiots are going to stand by him. Okay? They will stand by him at the gates of hell. Because what they have in common is hatred. Hatred of libtards.
Do you think that people on the right who have been diehard Trump supporters through everything he's done, including the things we're talking about today, do you think they will stick with him through a recession or what?
Well, you know, there's degrees to everything. There's a spectrum, right? There's people that have already said, I can't vote for him because he's crazy. I can't vote for him again. There's people that, you know, have minds have been changed by the whole Russia Helsinki thing. And because Trump is obviously, you know, a puppet and,
right.
Everybody's mind, you know, everybody's evolving at a different pace. And everybody, right. You know, can come to realizations at a different pace. And some people are in a position where they can change their minds because they're, you know, people around them are giving them the space to do so. And other people are perhaps living in a small town where they literally cannot change their minds, at least not in public, or else they would be totally ostracized.
You don't hear prayers from Mitch. But Moscow Mitch, but do you hear prayers from those people, these small town people?
Oh yeah. There's lots of people. They know it's wrong. They're changing their minds, you know, one by one it happens. And, but yeah, the economy crashing, there's definitely a lot more people that would be like, fuck this, because it gives them an easy out. You see, it gives them a solid excuse to finally jump ship. So we'll see. We'll see.
That's a good point.
We'll
it's
see. But the thing, but the problem is, as I've seen Gabriel with these humans is, the economy could crash, and the next week he'll be like, have some vintage racism. And they'll be like, I love him again.
Ooh. it's like getting handed Shake Shack.
He trolled
the can't resist.
Don't compare it to Shake Shack. Compare it to Chick-fil-A, your favorite place. I'm watching you, Gabriel.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, it's like, you know, exactly like, ooh, shiny new thing. He said something. Oh, I love that. He says, he's exactly what I'm thinking. Stupid, idiotic thing that I'm thinking.
He just gave us a hit of dopamine.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. He's given them that blue meth racism they love.
Mm-hmm.
And until, you know, the only thing that's going to, I don't know, Gabriel. Those humans down there, they're in a hell of a pickle.
It's a bummer of a situation, but I just feel, you know, the people on the right, they should have known what they were getting into. They should have known it was going to potentially lead towards a recession. Some people say, oh, well, you know, Trump is an idiot, but at least he has smart people around him. He doesn't have smart people around him either. And he picks fights with all these people and he sends mixed signals. It's just a complete mess
from top to
bottom.
Oh, yeah. He recently had a whole fight with this Scaramouche.
Oh, yeah.
We do the Fandango.
He, like, disappeared for a year or two, and now suddenly, I don't know, is he promoting a book? I don't know what's going on, but he keeps showing up on TV.
Maybe I can make, you know, I wouldn't trust him at all that he actually dislikes him now. But then, you know, Trump attacks him, and blah, 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 blah.
Trump attacks him and is like, you know, this guy was hired, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, who hired him?
Yeah,
you.
Exactly.
You're at fault.
He's attacking. That's what I say every time. I mean, it's just so obvious. He's like, this guy is such a, he doesn't know anything and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you hired, who's dumber?
Right. Speaking of people who recently left the administration, did you hear today that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to become a correspondent on Fox News?
Yeah. Yeah, I did hear about that, of course, and
continue
fuck
peddle
Fox
those
News.
Lies. Yeah,
you know
where else would she have gone? The View.
Let me just go on record though, because I'll probably title this episode with something like "God responds to Trump calling himself the Chosen One."
It's a good title.
Yeah, and so for the record, dear humans, for the record, okay. Trump is not the chosen one, okay? Unless being the chosen one means being a chonky idiot, racist, fascist, piece of shit.
Understood. Amen.
I love the using the word chonky. Okay, I'm not going to stop using it.
Just because it's funny?
Yeah, I mean, he recently fat-shamed one of his own supporters by accident.
Oh, yeah.
At one of his rallies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you hear that he called the guy, but did not actually apologize? This was from the Washington Post or the New York Times. He did not say the words, I apologize or I'm sorry.
It's beyond parody,
Gabriel.
Even
when it's a Trump supporter, he can't say it.
We should just be describing very dryly, as Sally Wade said, just describing what happened.
Yeah.
And moving on. Like, yeah, he fat-shamed his own supporter, and the guy was like, it's okay. I know I need to lose some weight. I still love you. Yeah, so he's not the chosen one. He's not the king of Israel. That doesn't even exist. He's not the second coming of Christ. I mean, if he is, that means he's going to be crucified soon, right?
And he's not a good president.
Oh, and he's not a good president, and the people, and he's stupid, and the people that support him are stupid, and I know that it sounds repetitive because I got to say this shit all the time, but damn it, somebody needs to keep saying it, because if we don't say it, it'll just let it slide. And his whole plan is repeat a lie often enough until it becomes the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's straight out of the Nazi playbook. That's Joseph Goebbels who said that. Repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. And that's his whole plan, okay? Okay? Mm-hmm. He's going to keep saying that he's the chosen one until people fucking believe it. And I'm just going to keep sitting here saying he's not the chosen one. Anyway, the point is, make sure to like, subscribe, share the word of God. Don't be afraid to share the word of God, okay? Just because, you know, I know you don't want to be an apostle and you're an atheist and everything, but you get it.
Tell your friends that you'll like this God.
Yeah, this is a cool God who's, you can curse. I don't care if you blaspheme my name, as long as, like, you're consistent. If you don't believe in me, you can blaspheme him all day. If you do believe in me and you hate blasphemy and then you do blaspheme like Trump does, well, then fuck you. Because I'm holding you to the standards that you're holding other people to.
Yeah. This is a God you would want to get a drink at a bar with. Your friendly, everyday God who just keeps it real.
Yeah. If you like seeing this sort of content, you want it to keep existing, you know, we need all the help we can get. Okay. Well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
You.
The Lord has spoken.